For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team returns home this weekend. We'll host Michigan Tech, joined by one of the senior captains, Kyle Loft out of Mankato. Friday, you guys maybe stole one. Saturday, you let one get away. How frustrating have the ups and downs, especially the second half, been?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, losing in that fashion on Saturday, we've done it a few times this year. It is frustrating, but you got to work through it and do everything you can to make sure it doesn't happen again. And right now, that's what we're looking forward to. So,
you still, for the most part, control your playoff fate. You got teams ahead of you on your schedule. You got both of them at home too. How big of a factor is playing at home?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, playing in front of your own fans, staying at your house or your dorm, wherever you're staying, getting that extra rest, not having to travel. It's big. We love playing in front of our crowd and feeding off their atmosphere.
Leighton Road, rookie of the week again in the league. He's had a heck of a campaign. Been fairly steady. A lot of freshmen will take a dip as the season goes because the season gets so long. What have you noticed about him and his consistency?
Yeah, like you said, he's just been super consistent. He's a strong skater, sees the ice real well, makes the right decisions, manages the puck, and can put the puck in the back of the net. So he's done such a good job for us this year.
This weekend is also alumni weekend, so a lot of alums coming back to town, people that have made Bemidji such a part of their lives. It's also Make-A-Wish weekend, trying to make a big impact for a little girl who's had four heart surgeries in 9 years. What's it like to be a part of this team and be really ingrained in the town too?
Yeah, it's special. Obviously, getting the alumni back and having them come here and support us, and they're always supporting us no matter whether they're here or not. But, you know, they're so important to our program, and Coach always lets us know that. And, you know, he's right off the recruiting trip when you're here, it's you know, it's up on top where he's talking about it. So, and then Make-A-Wish. Obviously, it's going to be fun. It's great for the community. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun.
You guys do so much. All the athletes on campus go out to the schools and read to kids, and you do all sorts of stuff. How rewarding is that as a guy who came into town maybe as a freshman and going, why do I have to go here, and how much do you look forward to that kind of stuff now?
I love doing that stuff, to be honest with you. And, you know, growing up with a college team in my hometown, I always looked up to those guys, and they had a huge impact on me, you know, just talking to them, you know, giving me a stick or giving me a high five, you know, coming to my birthday party. So I know how much that means to young kids, and I love doing it. They're fun to interact with, and they're just they have a lot of good energy, so it brings you up for sure.
Back to the task at hand this weekend, Michigan Tech has been a pretty solid team all year. They haven't had many ups and downs. Their big rivalry weekend last weekend, they took care of business with Northern. You know, you got an angry, feisty, pretty good team coming to town, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we know what we're getting. They're a fast team. They work hard. They move the puck well. They manage the puck. They got great goaltending. You know, they're in the position they're in for a reason, and we know exactly what we're getting this weekend, so we better be ready for it.
Best of luck.
Thank you.